I've got a couple of bits of personal breaking news for you guys.
Okay.
Last week I told you that I had hurt my ankle. It had been an ongoing process over the years with this tendon that was rolling over my ankle bone, the Porzingis type injury.
Mm-hmm. Very legitimate sports injury.
Very legitimate. Probably caused from my dunking days on the basketball court.
Yeah.
And I had feared after the MRI report that I read that I was going to have surgery like this week probably.
Mm.
I was walking without pain, but when the tendon would sublux over the bone, it was an immense amount of pain. And the MRI showed that I had a tear in this tendon. So I've since then, since I last updated you on that, I've had three different medical opinions. I found three great ankle surgeons. And all three of them said, you are probably going to need surgery, but we don't have to do it today.
Okay.
Tomorrow?
Put it
don't
off.
Have to do it tomorrow.
Okay.
And they the said that day. As long as I'm not in pain, which I'm not walking or riding my bike or going up and down stairs, they said there's no rush. And I said, am I in danger of ripping this tendon completely? And they said, probably not unless you step really awkwardly or have a fall or something like that, which at that point, even if it's healthy, you could completely rupture it.
Sure.
So there's no outsized risk of you completely tearing this. And if that does happen, then that's when we do the surgery. So part of me was happy to hear that because now I can kind of do it on my own terms. I can pick a spot on the calendar, which is good for me. But also part of me was disappointed because I wanted them to say, you have to have it tomorrow. That way it takes it out of my hands.
Right. Okay. Yeah, don't leave it up to you.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not capable of doing much of anything.
No, you're the guy who injured it in the first place. Don't trust you with it.
Right.
Plus, isn't it more sports legitimate, too, that, oh, and they recommended he go right into
surgery.
Yeah,
they needed to repair that.
But they're
going to
get
him
back at any time soon.
So a couple of them said, you know, as long as this, I'm wearing a little brace. It's like a gymnastics brace. Looks like an ACE bandage. So it's not much. It's just like putting on a sock every morning. It's not a big deal. They said, as long as you're managing the tendon with that, then just go about your life. But at what point does it become a beating that I have to put on this little brace every morning?
When it starts getting hot.
I think it just wears on you psychologically. It makes you feel geriatric.
Yes. But as one of them said, you know, I like to not cut you open unless it's absolutely necessary because any surgery brings on risks.
Yeah.
You could go under and never come out.
Right.
Good.
So that's where we are. Right now I'm thinking I won't do anything until about August as long as I can manage it. So thank you, P1s, for your concern. Now, personal note number two. I have decided to learn a new instrument.
Oh, okay.
Now, you know I dabble in guitar, and I have for as long as we've known each other, Gordo. Gordo taught me to play guitar back in like year two of the ticket, and I bought a Strat. And I've got an acoustic, and every once in a while I pick it up, and I still like it. But I've decided to add an instrument to my repertoire.
Okay, we got a guess here.
Bagpipe?
No. It's not going to be bagpipe. Although I did have a P1 said that her dad is like the premier bagpiper in Dallas.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, and he's works for like the police department. He plays all the funerals and everything,
too. Yeah, I saw that,
yeah. It's not the bagpipe, and it's not going to be a brass instrument. I can't imagine you playing a tuba, a trombone, a sax. It's too complicated. I think that you're a piano guy.
Hmm.
Pianer.
Yeah.
George?
That's not it, I guess.
No.
Banjo. It'd be like Steve Martin.
Good guess. I would love to learn how to play the banjo, and maybe one day I will. No, once again, I am heavily influenced by our favorite band, U2, as all my musical leanings are.
Let them go.
And I've decided to take up.
Oh,
okay.
Harmonica.
The harmonica.
You know what?
Nice.
I don't know how to play harmonica, but part of me thinks that it's not that hard.
Well,
because I know so many guys who do kind of play harmonica, and it's like, you just you buy one that's in the key of the song, and then you just blow in and out anywhere on it. It sounds good.
Yeah.
It's funny you say that, because the reason I got interested in this is that my daughter had a toy harmonica, and I picked it up, and I started playing it, and I thought, wow, I'm kind of good at this.
You just wail on it?
Because it was easy.
You just nailed the Blues Traveler solo.
So I went to Guitar Center this week, and I got what was recommended by many as the best beginner's harmonica, this Hohner, I guess. H-O-H-N-E-R.
Yeah.
Listen, well, how good
amazing.
I am.
Anywhere you blow on, that's it's going to sound good. Oh, he loves blowing on stuff, doesn't he?
I can kind of already play.
Yeah, that sounds great, Craig. Now, we'll come back tomorrow and hear another concert.
You notice he's not inhaling at all. You're supposed to play it both ways, though.
Oh, I know. I know.
He knows.
Any good harmonica.
Oh, listen to that. Wow.
Oh, man.
He's
really good. This is an amazing solo.
Oh, my gosh.
First time I heard this, I didn't know a harmonica could be played like that.
I didn't either.
Okay. The quality just dropped off. I don't know what happened just then.
But several reasons. I've always loved the sound of the harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's a very cool sound. It's like the bagpipes we were talking about yesterday. I love the sound of bagpipes. It's just this
bagpipes
unique...
always sound sad, though. Harmonica can sound happy or sad.
Right. It's so easy to carry around. You can't really easily carry around and just pull out at any moment a piano, guitar, or tuba.
That's true.
But this harmonica fits in my pocket. I can play for anybody, anywhere, anytime.
Yet you can't accompany yourself doing a song on a harmonica. You can play a guitar and sing a song. How are you going to play a harmonica and sing along at the same time?
I can't sing along with it, but I've seen a one-man band where he's got the harmonica in front of him, and he sings, and then he...
Right,
and then sings some more.
But that's alternating.
That's harmonica no solo at Summer Chill for Junior?
Yeah. It's just so harsh. Stop! Stop!
Aren't I pretty good already?
No, you really are.
I've only had this a couple days, and look how
lesson.
I can play it. Yeah, not a single lesson yet.
And are you going to learn to play it for real?
Yes.
Or are you just
going to
blow in and out on it?
I'm
because
going to learn for real.
Because you have to, your tongue has to block certain parts of it to play a tune.
That's why he's playing it.
To get his tonguing technique going?
No, I want to learn how to play it for real.
That's great.
Okay.
In fact, my goal is ticket stock next year to accompany somebody. I don't think I want to go out there and do a solo.
Six solo.
But maybe a six solo. I don't know. I haven't decided.
If you can play, I will give you $1 million if you can play the entire Blues Traveler solo of, what's the name of that song? Hook. Hook. Let me give me Hook. Yeah. If you can play the entire solo of Hook.
What about if I can just play this?
See, that's not
that's
worth real play.
$5 at least.
You could play that right now.
You think so?
Yes.
I don't know. That's pretty intricate.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Only
okay.
Bono can play that. Anyway, I'm now in the proud owner of a...
He just dropped it.
Hohner.
He just broke it.
A Hohner, not a boner. A Hohner Special 20.
Special 20.
I
what key
it,
is that?
Key of C.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what was recommended for beginners.
Boring. Okay.
Is it?
Generic. Yeah.
So
why
do I
boring?
Need a, do I need a harmonica in every key?
Yeah, like the guys who'd actually play harmonica, you know, they'll unfurl their case, you know, and they have 20 harmonicas in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you need a bunch of different ones.
Okay.
But start with that one. Master that one.
Yeah. Sounds like I'm already mastering it. Listen.
Gonna
it's
bring
so
it in every day
Chuck Wagon, open trail sounding.
Happy Harmonica Day, everybody.
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
This is not an April Fool's joke, by the way.
I think
I'm really going to learn the harmonica.
Yeah, good for you. I think that's great.